Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Biden is pretty mad. I'd say he's pretty hopping mad. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course, on the heels of these brand new indictments, these nine new indictments in California that Hunter Biden is facing. He had some pretty choice words to say about that. We'll talk about that here on the program this morning. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you as we begin the weekend edition of the show. And, of course, we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the broadcast this morning. 949-822-7959. And, of course, many of you may be hearing this program at different times during the weekend, as you may be hearing it on different stations, maybe during Saturday afternoon, maybe during Sunday afternoon, this kind of thing. So wherever you're listening from, whatever time it is, we are just glad to welcome you to the broadcast. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send a direct message. And you can send a direct message any old time, day or night, whenever you're listening to the program. We sure appreciate it and glad to hear from you. We got some great direct messages yesterday on the Friday edition of the program, and especially Uncle Rick in Manatee County listening on AM 930. Well, thank you so much for your kind words. It really, really means a lot. And again, these kinds of things just really make my day. And so I want to thank you for that. We'll tell you more about some of these great messages as we go through the program this morning as well. Also, of course, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon in hour number three of the program, and we'll be talking, of course, about the latest in Israel, the latest in the political developments, and also, I think, you know, what's going on with this pushback on funding for Ukraine. It seems to me, folks, that if we want to help secure the border of Ukraine, we would want to secure the border for the United States of America as well. I don't think that by bringing that up, that is somehow, you know, we just want Putin to win at this point. And that's really disingenuous, and it's really just a political maneuver, a political ploy. You know, these Republicans, they just want Putin to win. But before we get to all that this morning, let's take a look again, sort of recapping some of the news that came out towards the end of this week, namely that Hunter Biden, of course, was indicted on nine new counts, basically, in California. This from the AP. Hunter Biden indicted on nine tax charges in California as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of President Joe Biden's son intensifies against the backdrop of the 2024 election. Well, yes, that's an understatement to say the least. The new charges that were filed on Thursday, three felonies, six misdemeanors, are in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. In other words, he lied on the gun forms, the application. They also come after the implosion of a plea deal over the summer that would have spared him jail time, putting the case on track to a possible trial as his father campaigns for re-election. Now, that being said, I mean, there's a lot going on with Hunter Biden and this investigation and all these different investigations. We've got some great clips that we want to play for you in relation to this as well. But certainly Hunter Biden's troubles now are going to once again bring front and center Joe Biden's possible involvement in these things, the fact that he's the big guy, the emails, the bank statements, all that stuff is going to once again become a major part of how people are viewing this. Now you've got a couple of GOP candidates, as a matter of fact, that are weighing in on this, basically, you know, talking about the idea that, well, this timing of the indictment, this from Vivek Ramaswamy, he wrote in a post on X, you know, formerly Twitter. If you notice, everybody always has to say that. It was posted on X, which is formerly Twitter. I think we all know that by now, but it just seems to always go together. So I guess it does beg the question, why change the name of Twitter to X? Because every time we say X, we have to say formerly Twitter. But you get the idea. So Vivek Ramaswamy posted on X, altogether now, formerly Twitter, the timing of the Hunter Biden tax indictment is one more sign that the deep state is planning to sideline Biden and pick a new puppet for 2024, all the while using this indictment as a perfect fig leaf to claim that the Trump prosecutions aren't politically motivated. Kills two birds with one stone, he says. And, you know, I part of this thing, and we'll hear, I think if we have time, we'll hear from David Axelrod in a recorded quote earlier talking about the idea, well, you know, this gives Trump, he's also trying to say this is all politically motivated. You know, the idea that Hunter Biden can say this is politically motivated, at least they try to. But here's the thing. Hunter Biden and all the weird photographs and the laptop and all the stuff, people just have this, I think, very different perception of Hunter Biden as somebody who made all these millions of dollars, right? Millions of dollars, and then didn't pay taxes on it and was out cavorting even the special counsel or one of the prosecutors, Leo, I'm trying to think of his last name. It'll come to me here in a second. Leo Wise, that's who it was. He was saying, well, he's out there spending, you know, money on strippers and this and that, anything but taxes. That's a real different perception that it's all politically motivated when you compare it to Donald Trump, who, you know, is not seen doing these kinds of things. And again, the impression is that Trump's troubles in many ways are being hoisted upon him because of politics. But Hunter Biden, it's like he got caught with all this stuff and didn't pay his taxes. Folks, we're coming right back. I'll warn you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Christmas, and we want to wish everybody, of course, a very Merry Christmas, and of course, Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah started sundown on December 7th, and is going to go through December 15th, and so we want to wish all of our Jewish friends all around the country, all around the world, a very happy Hanukkah, and a happy and safe Hanukkah, and obviously, to see some of these reports, my friends, about Jewish people being worried, scared, terrified even to put up Hanukkah decorations for fear of the things that are happening and how people are coming against Israel and the Jewish people for fear that something would happen simply by displaying Hanukkah, Hanukkah celebratory material and so forth. It just boggles my mind. This is 2023. We live in the United States of America, and something has gone incredibly wrong when people have to have that kind of concern. Should I put this up? Should I not put this up? And and by the way, I know that everybody out there is rock solid with me on this, and that's why we have to stand together no matter what, and we will. And we will continue to support our friends in Israel on this program because I think that is the right thing to do. By the way, you're going to continue to hear a lot of things about a two-state solution. President Biden has even mentioned this, of course. And I do think that that's kind of gone by the by at this point. I don't know that there can be a two-state solution because, number one, it has been talked about, negotiated for over many, many years, decades. American presidents, Republican and Democrat, have put their own prestige on the line in order to try to bring about a two-state system. And once again, I think just in a very simple way, the terror groups that are backed by countries like Iran, they're not interested in the two-state solution. If they were interested in it, we would have had a two-state solution a long, long time ago. And I think that's just the long and the short of it. So where do we go from here? Well, it's going to be uncharted, but one thing is certain, I believe, and that is Israel is going to continue to try to clear out Hamas as best as it can. That in and of itself is not going to, quote, solve the problem ultimately, but it is going to result, I think, in a very, very tight and intense security state. And that's going to be for the foreseeable future. So, again, very, very, very sad that our Jewish friends around the country and around the world, but particularly here in the United States, where you don't think that you would, quote, see this kind of thing happening. But yet it is. And so we do want to point that out. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you're live with us here early Saturday morning. And welcome to everybody on AM 860, The Answer, listening there in Tampa, and AM 930, Sarasota. And then also, of course, our great AM and FM radio affiliates that are being distributed to by GCN. And so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever's happening this morning or over the weekend, we hope that you got some great weekend plans. We hope that, especially if you're doing shopping. Now, I'm just gonna digress just for a moment. But my shopping update, and I said this about a week ago or so on the program, that every single year I try to make sure that I'm not going to get caught. I'm not going to be going out the day before Christmas. I'm not going to be out there Christmas Eve. And last year I wasn't out there Christmas Eve, so that was good. But I'm not going to say anything. I can't confirm or deny anything about the day before Christmas Eve. But I do want to get my shopping done, whether online or brick and mortar. There's a couple of things I got to get actually at a store this year. So I keep telling myself, okay, today's the day I'm going to do this. After lunch, I'm going to go over there and go get it. And I just haven't done it yet. But I'm going to. And so, my friends, I'm going to rely upon you to keep me accountable here. I'm going to have to give shopping updates as we go through the rest of the month of December. And it's just going to be embarrassing to me if I don't have good news to tell you. So that's my motivation this year, okay? That's my motivation. All right. So getting back to, again, I just want to kind of finish up here with the Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is not happy. Okay, that's also a takeaway from this last week. Hunter Biden is not happy about being indicted on the tax charges where the scores can really double for jail time. Now, would he have jail time? Well, I mean, it's always possible, but, we'll see how all that sort of pans out in the end. So we heard Vivek Ramaswamy, who posted on X, altogether now formerly Twitter, that they're putting this indictment out there and it's going to help to make Joe Biden step down in some way or not be the nominee. And that way they can bring in what he calls a new puppet for 2024. Also to try to put up a smokescreen about the so-called political implications of the Trump moves that are being made against him, the prosecutions there. And so they say, oh, look, well, they're prosecuting Hunter Biden, so see, it's all not political for Trump. So I think he's pretty much on the right track on that. But here's Nikki Haley. She also posted on X, altogether now, formerly Twitter. This is from Fox News. She agreed in her own X post on the timing of the indictment, describing it as a sign of deeper issues within the DOJ. Quote, the fact that the Justice Department slow-walked the Hunter Biden case despite serious allegations and nearly gave him a slap-on-the-wrist plea deal a few months ago shows how damaged the Justice Department has become. We need to clean it out from top to bottom, she wrote, talking, of course, about Hunter Biden's plea agreement. And by the way, this may go down as one of the dumbest things a defense lawyer has ever done, not just in the Hunter Biden case, but maybe for others. As well, when they told the judge, we'll just rip it up. Because the judge came in, and this was a sweetheart deal to say the least, and the judge came in almost as if the first person to come in and look at that plea deal and say, this doesn't make sense. Why is this so good? Why is this happening like this? How did you even agree to this? Because it's so blatantly goofy, right? And that's a 50 cent political term, a political science term, goofy. And so the judge says, I'm not going to do this. And then the attorney goes, well, just tear it up. Because it also included, like, total immunity from future prosecutions and stuff like this. And then they tore it up. And then now he faces this as well. But, of course, there are all kinds of political issues with this. Now, very quickly, Hunter Biden, this also from Fox News, Hunter Biden held nothing back during a recent podcast appearance, blasting his critics as blankety-blankers and casting himself as a victim, while claiming Republicans were trying to kill him in order to destroy his dad's presidency. The podcast episode of MobiPod was published Friday and was recorded at Hunter's art studio in San Francisco. The more than an hour-long discussion eventually turned to Biden's recovery, meaning Hunter Biden's recovery from drug addiction, and how he openly shared details of his struggles in his memoir, Beautiful Things. Podcast co-host Lindsey Hicks told Biden there was a, quote, real beauty in how vulnerable, quote, unquote, he was in the memoir by sharing many intimate details of his addiction. Nobody would dispute that, and people have addictions, and they come out of them. Sometimes there's some very, very difficult times, obviously, some soul searching and a lot of help. And we celebrate anybody who's going to come out of an addiction. But these aren't the reasons why Hunter Biden shouldn't be responsible or, you know, for the tax charges or the gun charge and these kinds of things. That has nothing to do with also the other parts of this that have to do with his being on boards that he really didn't have any kind of experience to be on, the other big sweetheart deals, the message saying, I'm sitting here with my father, and he's going to be very angry, basically. He's going to be very cross, indeed, if the money isn't transferred. You know, I'm paraphrasing here. You know, but all these different things, these are sidetracks now about Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden can be as mad as he wants to be. But in the end, this is what was happening, and this is what they're uncovering. It's not going away. It's not dissipating. It's not, oh, well, it wasn't a big deal. It's actually becoming a much bigger deal, and it may just be only the beginning, especially for some of these impeachment inquiries, where the impeachment inquiry is going. Folks, it's a lot. So stay right there. We'll continue right after this short break. Stay with me.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip, trip, prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel into Gaza is slated to reopen. The White House is touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which reveals the creation of 199,000 jobs last month. However, they acknowledge the need for additional measures to address rising prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sounds like Christmas, doesn't it, folks? All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the program. And we're having fun here already this morning, I think, you know. And even on the Friday edition was off the charts. The funnel meter was just really pegging yesterday. And I think we're going to have a repeat here on the Saturday morning or weekend edition of the program. And don't forget, we're taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. Real easy to do. Just simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. So we were just talking about Hunter Biden and all that, but we also had we had a debate. Obviously, we had the fourth GOP debate. It was on News Nation. Guess what, folks? They had a drop of 82% viewership. From the last debates. So this is in a part and parcel of that, I think, was the fact that it's kind of hard to find News Nation ultimately, and so that might have entered into it a little bit. We also understand that they simulcasted it, I believe, on their sister network of CW. So all told, according to Nielsen, I think it was around about 4 million people that watched the fourth GOP debate. And we had some pretty good discussion on it as we went through the latter part of the week. And I think part of this consensus now is that, number one, people may have already made up their minds. Number two, the four people on the stage obviously were not Trump. Number three, they're just not interested, in hearing anything more because of the fireworks that happen. Now, the fireworks can in and of themselves be kind of entertaining sometimes, but what happens when it only is about fireworks, then it's not about the real substance, or the substance that is there kind of gets drowned out by the fireworks. But what about the substance overall? Because also you had President Trump, and he spoke with Sean Hannity in a town hall, I believe the day before the GOP debate on News Nation. And Donald Trump had a much more productive forum. I'll just put it that way, in terms of the form of how the discussions went and so forth. And we've had callers this week and so forth that kind of echoed this, the idea that, you know, you could talk to these candidates and let them talk, or then have them, talk one to another. But they can't keep doing what they're doing. They can't keep interrupting or shouting the zingers and all this, which is what these debates have really become all about to a great degree. And sometimes that's pretty off-putting to people. But ultimately, what we're talking about is getting to this next election and having the American people. And I think they really are already seriously looking at what's happening all around them, not just in their community or in their state or in their region or in the national, in the country as a whole, in Washington, for example, but also they're looking around the world and they're seeing these foreign policy disasters. They're seeing the world literally catching on fire. Lindsey Graham recently remarked that, hey, if Biden gets another term, the world's really going to catch on fire. I would submit to Senator Graham, it's on fire, and it's just going to get worse. So what we need is like a firefighter to come in and take care of business here, because otherwise it's going to continue to spread, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And that's not a fun sort of prospect, is it? But let's listen to President Trump as he was talking with Sean Hannity on the notion that our country is in decline. Let's take a listen.
We're not a great country. We're a country in decline. We are a declining country. We're laughed at all over the world. People that respected us 3 years ago, and they respected us. You wouldn't have Ukraine and Russia. You wouldn't have had the attack on Israel. You wouldn't have had that withdrawal. You would have withdrawn, but we would have withdrawn from Afghanistan with tremendous strength and power. And that's the way I had it set up. You know, in Afghanistan, we didn't lose a soldier. Many soldiers were being killed by snipers and others during the Obama administration. And Biden was there. I guess he wasn't doing so much other than collecting some cash, probably. But many, many soldiers were killed. And I spoke to the head of the Taliban. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Do you know, for 18 months, we didn't lose one soldier in Afghanistan. Nobody knows that. Until that fateful day where they killed our soldiers. They killed our, think of it, they killed our soldiers. They left Americans behind, and you covered better than anybody. And they also left $85 billion of the best military equipment, because I rebuilt the military. They left $85 billion, not million, billion dollars worth of military equipment behind in the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And the people of this country just don't want to take this anymore. So we gave them $85 billion. They killed our people, and they have people there. They have Americans there that we didn't even get out. It was like a surrender. And after that, Russia said, well, you know, these people are incompetent. They're overrated, and they went in, they attacked Ukraine. That would have never happened. A million years. I used to speak to Putin about it.
Let's stop right there, because I want to just interject this. So here you have Donald Trump, you know, talking about this, and from a very unique perspective. You know, we haven't really ever seen a former president really come in the modern age, come back and try to run for president, you know, excluding Teddy Roosevelt, you know, this kind of thing. But in the modern age, typically presidents will fade away, and they do that on purpose in many respects, such that it makes room for the new presidency, because the presidency – in the United States of America is so all-encompassing. It's so it's so pervasive. You know, I remember once in a news and media class way back in the day in college, you know, it's like, you know, what is newsworthy? Well, the president is always news. That's why every, you know, evening newscast will have some extensive coverage of what happened with the president of the United States that day. That's how pervasive it truly is. And so Donald Trump has a very unique perspective on these world events. He has a unique perspective of what he left behind, right, in January of 2021 when he left the Oval Office, and to see exactly what's happening. So, again, he's able to talk about these things in such a way, and this is really, I think this is really key. It rings true with when people are listening. It rings true. Yes, we would have had a much different Afghan pullout. We would likely not have what was happening now in Ukraine. We would likely not have many of these different issues, especially when it comes to the inflation that we've seen, because a lot of that is so tied into the fuel costs. And that's tied into the Biden administration's failed policies on oil and gas and all these different things that really do curtail our ability to be energy independent. Not just curtail it, but smash it into a million little pieces, right? And having that happen and watching that, again, it must absolutely just infuriate Donald Trump. But also what he's talking about here, as I said, it all kind of rings true. And when I'm hearing Donald Trump and watching Donald Trump on the Hannity special, I'm thinking, what will it be like if it truly is going to be Gavin Newsom, let's say, through a convergence of events and Biden steps down and Gavin Newsom is the nominee, just for sake of argument? How are American voters going to react to this? They're going to see Trump on the one hand, talking the way that he was just talking. And then on the other hand, you're going to have Gavin Newsom trying to kind of go apoplectic like he did with Ron DeSantis and spout off a bunch of other statistics. We don't know what they are or where they came from, but in order to check off all the boxes and talk about different groups and this kind of stuff and feign outrage and all this kind of thing, I just think it's going to look really very different by comparison, almost silly. And I think they still may put him up there to do that because that is the playbook. But Americans are tired of that kind of playbook. They want to essentially get back to basics. And Trump is talking their language, I think. Very, very effective. And that may be why some of these other candidates, the GOP candidates, can't get on their own rocket ship and catch them. Very interesting stuff. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend Edition.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. It is the weekend edition, and we're racing through and rocketing through hour number one here of the weekend edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you're listening to us here live on Saturday morning. Of course, the weekend program begins at 2 a.m. Eastern on Saturday mornings, goes to 5 a.m. Eastern. And it's a three-hour program on the weekend, 4 hours Monday through Friday. We go 2 to 6 a.m., and many of you join us for most of that, some for all of it. And but whatever you're doing, wherever you are, we're glad that you're there, and we sure appreciate you spending some time with us here on the program. Folks, I got to tell you, for me, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that, and it is absolutely my pleasure to be here with you on the program this morning. Let's head right over, of course. This is the part of the program where we do our Trucker Traveler Report. We take a look at some of the weather issues across the continental United States. And we always start off with a song, something that kind of, you know, hopefully keeps you revved up in the overnight hours. And if you're hearing this on a weekend replay, sometime Saturday or Sunday, Well, we're going to keep you revved up to keep heading through the weekend. Maybe you're out there doing some holiday Christmas shopping. Maybe you're fighting the crowds. Maybe you're fighting the traffic. But and so if you are fighting the traffic out there this holiday season, well, you might just want to become, well, in a sense, the warrior. Patty Smyth. Is such a great rock vocalist, and I think that it's not that she's underrated. I just think that she hadn't gotten all that recognition I think that she really deserved. In other words, I think people haven't seen really just how good she really is when it comes to vocals, especially when you hear some more of the the deeper album cuts. Stuff like that. She's just very versatile, and I'm very, very pleased to hear her. So, again, Patti Smyth, the warrior, and that was a pretty big hit for Patti Smyth. And, of course, Trucker Ron out there, I'm sure that he, I'm hoping that he appreciated this one because we played Patti Smyth and Scandal, the band Scandal, the other day with Goodbye to You. So, and that was also another great vocal on Patti Smyth's part. Okay, so let's listen, or let's rather take a look at what's happening out there across America. This from AccuWeather, heavy rain, high winds are going to play havoc with Sunday travel on the eastern seaboard. A major storm will bring a combination of high winds and heavy rain in the eastern United States, which will not only hinder travel, but can lead to incidents of flooding, property damage, and power outages. As a storm intensifies and travels northeastward, a swath of heavy rain and increasing winds will profoundly impact travel in the eastern part of the United States from Saturday night to Monday, according to AccuWeather meteorologists. Localized flooding is likely along the risk, likely along with the risk of regional power outages. Heavy rain, street flooding, and ponding also possible here, of course. And so as we're taking a look there. It looks like this is, again, going to be all up and down the eastern seaboard. So, and this is also going to head on a little bit inland as well, covering most of New York State, Pennsylvania, down through North and South Carolina, into at northern part of Georgia, through most of Tennessee and Alabama, northern part of Alabama as well, it looks like. So do be careful out there. Again, if you're traveling this weekend, obviously call ahead, keep an eye on what's happening with the airlines so that you can be in a much, much better place in terms of where you're going, or I should say your travel schedule and so forth, because things can really be upended. Also from AccuWeather, snow and cold winds are going to follow a rainstorm in the northeast. We've been watching this, of course, over the last few days up in the Pacific Northwest. Soaking rain will be followed by an accumulating snow over portions of about a dozen states late this weekend and early into next week. And combined with falling temperatures, it can make for slippery travel, they say. Massive storm tracking from the nation's midsection, again, going east this weekend. So you need to be careful as well up in the Pacific Northwest area. And as we take a look at some of the alerts and so forth that we have, we do have several to see here this morning. This is as we're heading into the weekend. So you may be hearing this a little bit later on and have a little bit more information. But we continue with winter weather advisories all over the northern part of the state of Washington, over into northern Idaho. So that means 4th of July pass coming down I-90 out of Spokane through Coeur d'Alene, down through Missoula, Montana. Winter weather advisory going on there. Winter weather advisory through most of central Colorado as we head into the weekend. So this will include Denver, especially heading out west on I-70 on your way to Utah, but all the way down I-25 into a little bit of the northern part of New Mexico and the northern part of Texas, culminating there near Amarillo. Again, this is going to be along I-40. So do be careful in that area as well as we move through this weekend. And a major wind advisory, it looks like, covering most of North Dakota, South Dakota, down through Sioux Falls, and down a little bit into northeastern Nebraska as we head into the weekend as well. So both the east and west coast, or the Pacific Northwest and the east coast, you're going to want to be sure that you're maintaining your readiness and also your updates there as we move through this weekend. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We're going to head up to the top of the hour here in just a few minutes, or a few moments, rather, and you're going to hear the top of the hour news, your headlines. We'll pay a couple of bills, and then we're coming right back after that for hour number two of the broadcast. And we got a great direct message from James, listening on KNUS 710, the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver. He says he likes the political commentary that he can't get anywhere else. And he says he really appreciates that. That's why he tunes into the show. He can get music and weather and sports and stuff all over the place. But he says, but he really likes coming right here to this program. Well, James, that absolutely makes our day. And I'm passing that on to the guests here on the program, and we really appreciate it. And I hope that you have a great weekend. And, folks, we're going to see you right on the other side of the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you, and we're coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.